Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Beau, still here, joined of course by the man with the plan, Augie. He's going to be leading us through the labyrinthine realities of unreality, disinformation, misinformation, no information. Yeah, we'll work it out. And look, you know, there's only one game in town this week. It's the very cringeable reality that's dawned in Kiev. Now, I hate to say I told you so. Right, Augie? I told you so. We've kind of been intimating just a little bit, right, Augie, that there might be something just slightly wrong in Kiev. Yeah, the narco-fuhrer's had his finger in the till, literally, his fingers in many, many pies, while ordinary Ukrainians are dragged off the streets, you know, forced to basically burn chicken. And that's what they've been advised by the Ministry of Energy to keep warm this winter. Zelensky and his friends are basically, let's say, liberating a little bit of cash from the energy system. Between 10 and 15% of all the money spent is stolen. Stolen by Mr. Zelensky's pals, people who helped start his Kvartal 95 TV company. Don't forget, he was elected by a guy called Ihor Koyminsky, who is probably one of the most brutal, corrupt, criminal oligarchs in Ukrainian history. Ask the US State Department, check it. So they've kind of been caught out. They've been caught out by the same mechanisms Zelensky tried to shut down not so long ago. Yes, the two anti-corruption bodies he tried to shut, people hit the streets, he had to roll back on it. He's now hit the... Now, what has he done? Has he come out, right, Augie, and he said, I'm going to come clean, I'm going to come out, I'm going to address the nation and talk about what's actually happened? Yeah, no, some genius has come up with the idea that they should show, you know, Uncle Vova, Uncle Zelensky, you know, hugging children. That's the best they could do in the midst of this show when the wheels are literally coming off the corruption roadshow. This is what they've done. Absolutely priceless. Run the video, Augie. What the f***? What? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so nice, yeah. Of course, you know, I mean, you know, this is the reality now in Ukraine. Somebody came up with this plan, imagine, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to address this crisis? You know, even the British Spectator, check it, you know, saying this might be the one that actually takes him down. Now, in the midst of all this, of course, the Russians are advancing. Kupiansk, Pokrovsk, Mirnograd, like the list is endless. But in the midst of all of this, of course, the Russians are hitting Ukraine's energy system. Now, people are complaining, oh, why are the Russians hitting the energy system? Well, maybe it's because the Ukrainians are saying they're going to bring in German, Dutch, Swedish, British companies and build weapons factories to build missiles to bomb Moscow with in Ukraine. And those factories need energy. They need electricity. So the Russians are bombing the electricity system. Now, remember, if this was an American operation or a British operation, check out what they did. Operation Shock and Awe. Every toilet, every sewage pumping station in Serbia even was hit on day one. They wiped out the whole civilian infrastructure of this country. You better believe it. Now, in the midst of it all, what happens? The heroic Churchill Mark II, Mr. Zelensky, the defender of freedom, democracy and liberty, hey, he had a little interview with the Guardian newspaper. And it just so happens, right, Augie, in the middle of the interview, the lights went out. Boom. Yeah, that's what happened. Complete coincidence. This wasn't at all staged. And funny how their faces remained perfectly lit, Uggs, right throughout that blackout. Yeah, you can still see the faces of the heroic dictator. Yeah, sweet as a peanut dipped in honey. Run the video, Augie. Here we go.
We've seen some crazy stuff in the last couple of
crazy
months.
Russian.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Art times.
Nice lighting on the face, though.
Nice lighting on the face.
Electricity is gone.
And, you know, the rest of equipment is working.
We believe you. Just send more cash, please. Now, when the lights did go on, as if they even went out, Mr. Z was very anxious to make sure he told the world how magnificent a statesman he is. Yeah, the actor, you know, coke addict, thief, all basically true. He wanted to make sure that everybody knows he's not scared of the Big Don, right, Uggs? He's not scared of him at all. The Big Don doesn't bother him. Didn't look that way when he got his trousers pulled down in the Oval Office. Remember that, when he got a spanking? Yeah. But now he's very eager to make sure that everyone knows. Everyone in the world is terrified of the Big Don, except moi. Yes, your friendly little child-hugging dictator. For sure, from the video, Oggy.
Я розумію, ну, ну, всі бояться Трампа. Ну, всі в світі.
Everyone in the world, Чей.
Everybody.
Це Сполучені Штати Америки, і вони лідери.
Are you afraid of Donald Trump?
Ні.
Why not?
Look at the body language. Look at the body language of the interviewer. Are you afraid of Donald Trump?
Він людина, його обрав народ. Ми повинні поважати вибір народу Сполучених Штатів Америки. Я людина, мене обрав народ, і мені здається, що
see?
Це...
Зеленський is just like Trump, also elected by people. That's why he's not afraid.
The problem is, the last time there was an election in Ukraine was probably the summer of 1812, really. Because, I mean, he was elected in 2019. And there should have been an election like 2 years ago in real terms. But you don't need elections when you're a dictator and when the EU loves you, because you're democratically, not democratically elected, fighting for freedom and democracy by murdering and turning your whole country into an open air prison. But it's all done democratically, disclaimer, so it's all fine. We're going to visit Venezuela now, okay? Now, a disclaimer, you have to understand that the war, or the coming war on Venezuela, is a narco-terrorist war. It has nothing to do with Venezuela. We say it again, right, Augie? Nothing to do with Venezuela having the biggest oil reserves on earth. America never fights wars or makes up about countries that have huge oil reserves.
Of course.
So, let's just get that out of the way.
Never.
Yeah, never. It has never happened before in about 20 different places. Now, the Big Don is probably considering doing something, maybe a war of distraction, you never know. Hey, Jeffrey, how are you getting on? You just don't know what's going on. But, you know, Venezuela has, you know, on the wheel of fortune, the wheel has been spun, and it looks like it's poor old Mr. Maduro who could be for the chop. Now, let's remember that maybe at the heart of all this is the Big Don has just got a bit jealous when he saw, you know, how the boys turn out in Red Square. Square, you know, the Victory Day, you know, May the 9th. It's a big day. It's a big day in Russia. Come on, why not? We all know why. Well, if you don't, you should do. So maybe this is all about, you know, feeding into this Department of War thing. Mr. Hegseth, you know, screwing on the sign, Department of War. If you're going to call it the Department of War, right, you have to actually have some wars, you know. And if you're going around the world solving all wars in history, from the Peloponnesian War, which was solved by the Big Don, to the Azerbaijan, you know, Martian conflict, all these wars, maybe you got to start a few as well in your back garden to win them. And he needs these wars because he needs a May 9th Victory Day, just like the Russians, yeah? And he's serious about it, for sure. Run the video, Oggy.
When I see other countries celebrating Victory Day, I watch it. I watched the UK, I watched Russia. They were celebrating Victory Day, World War II. And I said, we got to have a Victory Day. Nobody even talked about it in our country. But from now on, we're going to be celebrating Victory Day. For World War I, for World War II, and frankly, for everything else.
They kind of don't want to mention, Augie. You know, you're a bit of a history dude, right? I love a bit of history too. I'm into it. What they kind of don't mention is about World War I is they kind of sat back with popcorn and kind of watched all of Europe burning, the Americans, right? You know.
I mean, it wasn't the Americans who took Berlin in World War II either.
Yeah. In World War II, until the Japanese came visiting, let's say, a little place called Pearl Harbor, the Americans were also quite happy to sit back with the old popcorn and the hot dog. Look, wow, getting pretty heavy in Europe. Yeah. Until the Japs came over. Whoomp. Yeah. And we all know how that ended. Yeah, the only country in human history to ever use a nuclear weapon in war, the United States. And the only country in the world now who seems to be able to decide who's allowed to have them, the United States. Yeah, interesting. Now, of course, when the big Don comes up with something silly, and he's doing it quite a lot, you know, we talked about Bidenitis, Biden 2.0. I don't think he's anything close to that level, right? We don't. We're kind of, you know, taking the mick a little bit when we say that. But when Don's enemies, protest against Don, the problem is, right, that they usually end up looking more stupid than him. And we've kind of found, Augie has found a video of a bunch of Satanists protesting against Trump. And I suppose if you're living in a sort of white Anglo-Saxon kind of Protestant country, which is quite Christian at its core, and your main sort of a constituency that votes for you is Christian, you probably want a bunch of Satanists calling you a bad person, right, Augie? It's probably not a bad thing. But hey, it's the USA. Anything goes. Run the video.
I'd like to do an interview as to what brought you out today to dress up like Satan.
I'm just representing the after-school Satan. We're just trying to let people know that what Trump is doing is not right.
What is he doing that you believe is not right?
Blowing up ships in the middle of the ocean.
Are you against blowing up cartel ships who are bringing fentanyl and drugs into the country?
I'm against not having due process. There hasn't been due process.
So how do you feel that the cartel...
Hold on, wait a second. This person is having a serious conversation about politics dressed as Satan, right? Am I missing something?
I don't even know on which side to be, Jay, because you have Satanists who are against unprovoked war, but they're also stupid. She's probably going to back up if Trump bombed Russia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Satan would be 100% behind that. Come on, Augie. Now, as we fly away from the United States and leave it to its political debates, Satan against the good Don. Don, God, dog, I don't know. Anyway, we're not going to get into that kind of debate. We're going to land in Europe, of course, and in Europe things are no better. I mean, at least in America they do it with a bit of style. They dress up, you know, the big Don will make you laugh. You know, you're going to have some fun in the States. But in the EU... You know, it's very serious, very downbeat, you know, economy tanking, you know, mass immigration, crime on the rise. It's just grim. The whole vista is very, very grim. And what would you do in that case, when you need to bring plenty of well-educated students, wealthy tourists into your flailing economies from one of the biggest markets in the world, 150 million people from Russia? No, you ban all Russians. All Russians are now going to be banned from entering the European Union. Such a wise thing to do because, of course, Russia has no cultural value in Europe, okay? St. Petersburg, the Bolshoi Theater, you know, all of these great Russian thinkers, Dostoevsky, you know, they're just a bunch of, useless people, the Russians. That's what they want you to believe. That even, an anti-Putin Russian coming to Europe now will be banned. I wonder, will Yulia Navalnaya be sent a packing as well? Very interesting stuff. So you don't want Russians coming in, okay, with all their ballet, all their beautiful literature, history, art, you know, and magnificent cities.
And tourist money.
Yeah. You don't want any of that. What you do want coming into Europe and what you're charging Hungary €1 million a day for not allowing in, right? Check it out. Hungary is currently being charged, fined €1 million a day by the EU for not allowing every kind of migrant that can stand on 2 feet or paddle a dinghy across their border, €1 million a day. What you do want is those guys coming in. And check out what's coming in. Remember, this is all done under freedom and democracy, liberty and equality. So it's all good. You cannot criticize this. Right, Augie?
Never.
Run the video.
Look, he brought the ship with him.
He brought his dinner. That's his lunch, Augie.
I hope it's lunch, Shay.
That's his lunch. He brought lunch. Maybe. Maybe it's not lunch. Maybe it's a closer relationship.
Well, at least they're not Russians.
At least they're not Russian. And all of this was brought to you democratically and freely. Lovely. So what happens to the migrant who brought his sheep with him into Europe? You know, what happens? What happens next? Well, we've got a little story for you. even the migrants who do come and do come to make a better life. I mean, this is nothing to do with religion. It's nothing to do with the color of people's skin. That's a trap that people fall into. It's completely irrelevant. What's relevant is idiotic political practices which are allowing such, you know, division and hatred to be percolated through societies so they can be controlled by globalist elites who are in power. That's what this is all about. It's nothing to do with the color of people's skin or their religion. Check this guy out. This man made his way to the UK. He tried to do the right thing. He opened a business in Glasgow, in Scotland. And within, what was it, Augie? Within 1 year?
1 year, 100 times.
He'd been robbed 100 times in a year. An immigrant, a man who tried to, you know, pay his taxes, do the right thing. It doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are. The machine is going to f*** you, and it's going to f*** you hard. And then take your cash and send it to Ukraine, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Iraq, so the whole wheel can be spun again, and people like this guy have to get on boats and try and find a better life. That's what it's about. Don't forget it. Run the video, Augie.
So this is the life of a store owner in the UK. Every 3 days he's getting robbed or something? Oh, he actually addressed the police and they did nothing, Che.
Well, why? What's the point of the police? Is this one of these sort of police force that says, oh, if someone wants to rob you, help them carry the shit out to the car and then ring us afterwards when they're gone? I mean, that's not the police. Like, okay, sorry, you're being robbed right now. Yeah, okay. How many of them are there? There's 10 of them. Okay, could you help them get the shit out of your shop, put it in their car, and when they're gone, give us a call and we'll come over and talk to you. Okay, thank you, bye.
And no mean tweets.
Yeah, but if you tweet about it and you say, I'm being robbed by a bunch of dudes, if you tweet about that, we'll be with you in about 3 minutes flat. The reality is in the UK now, and in other parts of Europe, is that a pizza gets to your house quicker than the cops, unless you're reporting people like me, yeah, and Augie, or daring to tell the truth online. Yeah, don't do it. Dangerous stuff. Now, meanwhile, get this. This is the perfect juxtaposition of the insane train, okay, in the UK. In the UK, a debate has erupted whether or not transgender men, that's men who are men, who take hormones and want to be women and grow breasts, breast tissue, that the breast milk from a man is just as nutritious and healthy for you as the breast milk from a woman. Am I getting that right, Augie, yeah?
Absolutely correct, Che. Welcome to the clown world.
Yeah, this is the BBC, remember. And remember, you must always trust everything the BBC says. And no, we didn't splice anything together here. This is all actually what they said. We promise. We didn't cut an error out to make it look like, you know, yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Now, transgender woman's milk is just as good for babies as breast milk.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
According to a letter from the medical director at University Hospital Sussex NHS Foundation Trust. The claim was made as part of a response against campaign groups. The trust referred to studies and the World Health Organization guidance.
Oh, boy. I wish I was a British.
How does that become a headline on the news? How does that happen? Who is doing this? Who is pulling these strings? Yeah, I think the people who are pulling these strings are also pulling something else. Well, staying in Europe, at least somebody's having fun, but they're not actually having fun in Europe. All of Europe's elites, the globalists, took their huge private jets, their huge entourages, right, Augie, you know, thousands of people. There were whole roadways cut through the rainforests. All the jets fly over, all the big limos, millions of tons of carbon. For what? For the climate conference, Augie, of course. You gotta go. You gotta fly halfway around the world. You can't do a Zoom call. You can't, you know, say, well, you know, we'll protect the environment. We'll actually sit down and do this by conference call. Great idea. No, we need to hire 100 five-star hotels. We need to bring 1 million people halfway around the world. And we need to do it in private jets because we care about the environment, Augie. That's what this is all about. Now, while he was there, Mike Crolian took a little stroll. He took a stroll down along the quality, yes, as we say in Ireland, and he bumped into a couple of middle-aged, buxom Brazilian ladies. And he seemed to be quite chirpy about it all. Yeah, they got hold of Mike Crowleyan. Maybe they got hold of him later on as well. Maybe Brigitte went to the barbers, or no, sorry, excuse me. Maybe Brigitte went to the hairdressers and Micro got a bit of a four-hands rub. You never know what happened. Let's have a look at him living it up in good old Brazil. Well, back in France, it all goes down. Run the video, Oggy.
Look how happy he is, Che. Aren't you happy for him?
What's not to be happy about? The ladies love him.
Let's just hope that Brigitte doesn't get too jealous.
He's going to get a serious beating if Brigitte sees this video. Yeah, and of course, Augie, he's a very popular man back home, right?
Well, I think the reason he has to hug old ladies in Brazil is because he won't get any hugs in France, Che, as his ratings have fallen to historic low to just 11%.
11%? Whoop. Well, there's always an upside trip to Brazil. Of course, Microlion is one of the elements of the Coalition of the Willing. Coalition of the Willing to be Retarded, who meet all the time, do nothing. They're going to send troops to Ukraine. Then they say, no, we're not. They are going to send a French battalion, French brigade. That turned to because no one joined. And the people who did join and went to France to train from Ukraine all stayed in Paris. They didn't fancy dying for Ursula von der Leyen. Now, speaking about dying for Ursula von der Leyen, good old Fred Mertz, Augie, you know, ex-BlackRock guy. He's kind of like a ladder in a jacket, a bit of a spooky dude. He made a speech recently saying that, look, between you and me, we don't want any more Ukrainian men in Germany. We've had enough. I mean, come on, there's millions of Turkish people and Syrians in Germany. The last thing the Germans need is another couple of million Ukrainian fighting age men knocking around the streets. And he made that quite clear. Basically what he said was, I've asked the Ukrainian president not to allow young Ukrainian men to come here. They should stay at home and die for NATO in Ukraine. Yeah, I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore. Absolutely unreal. Run the video, Augie.
And I want to add, for the sake of completeness, today, in a lengthy phone call, I asked the Ukrainian president to ensure that, in particular, young men from Ukraine do not return to Germany in large numbers, in increasing numbers, but instead fulfill their service in their own country.
They are to the last there. Ukrainian
in Germany,
to
the last payments
Ukrainian.
For
it's to the last Ukrainian.
Being covered.
That's it. It's to the last Ukrainian. I mean, hate to say I told you so. And what's most important to note about all this is everything stitches together nicely. If you think there's no plan for you and your family, just the ordinary Joe, the taxpayer, the tax cattle, raised, slaughtered, yeah? You got to get to the slaughter bit. After you're useless. And we're all getting a bit useless, of course. Maybe Augie and I will be AI'd soon. Who knows? We don't really mind. We could do it at the break. But the rest of the world is also heading for an uncertain time when it comes to AI. A lot of manual workers, cashiers, for example, which we're going to have a look at right now. So where are all the humans going to be when AI takes over all the mundane roles, which it says it's going to take over? Bill Gates saying that, you know, there's only going to be 10% of the jobs are going to be left that are going to need to be done by human beings. I think they're all going to be dragged off the streets and sent to fight wars for the elites who are in charge of these big businesses, who are in charge of the pharma businesses. They don't want to invest in research and cures. They want to invest in keeping you ill, keeping you taxed until you're useless, and then to dispatch you a la Ukraine off to the front where you'll become fertilizer for a Monsanto or BlackRock farm. Basically, yeah, and it's happening already. Here's a lady in New York. Augie found this video, who goes down to buy some chicken in our local store and is confronted by somebody like 4,000 kilometers away who can't speak English, speaking to her through a screen. It's kind of almost, you know, freaky. It's Orwellian, the reality of what's actually happening. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is only the beginning, my friends. I'm sorry to say. Run the video, Augie.
What do I do to order food?
The cashier is in Philippines.
Okay, over there.
So yeah. You don't have to hire a New Yorker, you know, pay New York salary or something. Just order remotely.
There's nobody
here,
there.
Here in the Philippines, what do you recommend?
I recommend you f*** off.
We have M4, the M4. The M4?
Jesus Christ. You know, I just want a bit of chicken. I just want some chicken. Please, give me the chicken. Well, dear friends, that's the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. And we're kind of feeling a bit smug this week, Augie and I, right, Augie? Because we're kind of right. We've been right about everything. I've been right about Ukraine. I told you that it was going to be a corrupt show, that they were going to lose in Kursk, that they were going to lose in their great counteroffensive, that it was rotten to the core, that the US and the Brits and the Europeans started it and they're keeping it going. Kind of right about everything. Augie, you told us that we were all going to be replaced by AI, that Elon said we were summoning a demon when it come to, you know, making ourselves out of nothing into something to replace us. It all makes no sense at all. It's called collective suicide or self-harm, maybe. But we're also going to predict something else. And this may be the most important prediction we've made so far. I predict that you'll be here, same time, same place, next week to watch Augie and I tell you how right we've been about everything so far. Yeah, we'll see you then.